When James Conaway surveys the American landscape a decade into the 21st century, the main thing he sees is that much of it is missing.
The value that people place in places and in communities seems to be passing by the board. It's very easy now to see your community changing, whereas when I was a kid and before that, people thought certain things endured, and not just values, but the places themselves had an inherent value, and that, I think, has radically changed.
That observation, how it is manifest, and the forces behind it, forms the basis of Conaway's most recent book, Vanishing America. But the author, a former longtime editor of Preservation Magazine, attributes that trend to one overriding factor.
It's not an original thought, but I think the corporation is the real culprit here. The worship of so-called corporate efficiency and profits at the expense of all else.
Ubiquitous brand names now dominate our commerce almost everywhere you turn. But beyond the inescapable Walmarts and McDonald's and Home Depots, Conaway says less visible corporate influences have unraveled the fabric of small-town life, especially in the agricultural heartland.
The family farm really is no more, and there's not work in these places. The prosperity that was once there in these communities is gone. All you got to do is drive through Nebraska, Kansas, West Texas. Texas is a mess. So I don't think just being a small town has the answer.
This is a story, an evolution, that Conaway has been following and writing about for years, a subject that eventually brought him to Northern California's wine country and the Napa Valley, where he thought the dynamic could be different.
I came to California and discovered this very lucrative crop enabled this community and others like it to do things that other farming communities can't do because the money's not as good. And it seemed to me it was a great example of a place that could survive even in a highly competitive corporate world. But, of course, the attractiveness of it and the product was bound to draw corporations to it.
And with them, he says, has come a decline in the character and distinction that traditionally set this area apart.
Large corporations, in some cases multinational corporations, own tremendous amount of vineyard in the valley. They might talk about the sanctity of the agricultural preserve, which in Napa is limited zoning and activities that wineries can do. But in the end, it's all about profitability. It's not about social growth or community or values have historically been the great values of agricultural communities.
Because of the imbalance between human endeavor and corporate hegemony, there may be no stopping these unwelcome trends, Conaway concedes. And that, he says sadly, has made this his most depressing book.
The landscape is still beautiful, and you always find good people. But the good people today are beleaguered in ways that I don't think they've been. And there seems to be a tacit understanding that they don't have the control of their lives the way they once did, and that other people above them do. And that's different in my lifetime.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.